Bava Basra, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Basra Bavli, Daf Nun Tes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, with the Mishnah at the top of the page. Ziz ad tefach yesh li chazaka v'yochal limchoyth, pochiz mitefach ein li chazaka v'eino yochal limchoyth. The Mishnah says a beam or stone that protrudes more than a tefach from a Reuven's wall into Shimon's courtyard can create a chazaka and Shimon can protest it. If it protrudes less than a tefach, it does not create a chazaka and Shimon is not able to protest it. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Lo b'shem Rabbi Yanai, ziz ha-yotze tefach moitzioi es afilu kama. Rabbi Lo, quoting Rabbi Yanai, says if a person has a chazaka to have a protrusion of a tefach, he's permitted to widen the protrusion as much as its length. Limshoich kama, the question is, how much can he extend the protrusion outwards? Nothing b'revi oishya b'choylek es beisoi, the answer nothing b'oishya gives is like the protrusion made when two people wish to make a sign to delineate between two houses. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Lo yiftach adam chalainosav lechotza hashutzvin. A person shouldn't open his windows even into a shared courtyard. Lokach bayis bachotza acheres lo yiftachenu lechotza hashutzvin. If one of the partners bought a house in another courtyard, he shouldn't open into the shared courtyard. It's because he's increasing the flow of people using that courtyard, that the residents of that new house will also then come and use it. Bona aliyah al gabi beisoi lo yiftachena lechotza hashutzvin. Ele imorza boine cheder lefnim beisoi u boine aliyah al gabi beisoi v'poischa l'seich beisoi. If he built an attic on his house, he shouldn't open it into a shared courtyard. While if he wants, he can build a room within his house or build an attic on top of his house and open it into his house. And this adding residents within his own home, thereby adding to the number of people using the courtyard, is definitely going to be permitted. Leyiftach adam lechotza hashutzvin, pesach keneged pesach, chaloin keneged chaloin. A person shouldn't make an opening opposite a pre-existing opening or window opposite a window. Hayakotan lo yasenu gadol, echad lo yasenu shnayim. If it was a small opening or window, he shouldn't make it larger. If there was one, he shouldn't make it a second one. Avo pesach lo shesarabim, pesach keneged pesach, v'chaloin keneged chaloin. But if he can make an opening opposite another pre-existing opening or window opposite another window in a public domain. Higher cotton, oise, oise, godel, echad, oise, oise, shnaim, and also in a public domain, if it was small, he can make it larger, and if there was one, he can make a second one. And the Gemara says, Hacha adma pesach keneged pesach mutter, v'hacha adma pesach keneged pesach asa. The question is here, in a brisa you said that an opening opposite an opening is permitted, and here you say it's prohibited. Entertainment mutter b'mavoi, b'entertainment asa, b'chotza ha-shutfin. The answer is it's permitted in a mavoi, which is an alleyway, but it's prohibited in a shared courtyard. And the Gemara asks a question from a brisa, v'atani, k'shem sh'b'nei chotza yochoyin limchoyz ze al gabi ze b'chotza, kach b'nei mavoi yochoyin limchoyz ze al yudei ze b'mavoi. The brisa says, just as the courtyard members are able to protest each other's use of the courtyard, so mavoi members should be able to protest each other's use of the mavoi. And we have answer number one is the b'ilah, amr b'ilah, kan b'shenosan v'shus, kan b'shloy nosan v'shus. For a mavoi, if they gave him permission to open it, they can no longer protest. For a shared courtyard, though, even if they gave him permission, they can still protest because the hezek re'iyah is worth it because people aren't expecting others to look at them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shnihi beganos shenitnu lehafriach. Rabbi Yochanan gives a second answer that the b'risa was discussing a mavoi that contains a vegetable garden. Gardens are different because they sprout. Now, although in a regular mavoi it's expected that people will build, if it contains a vegetable garden, though, building it is discouraged because it will disturb the beauty of the place. Therefore, it is also there to make an opening opposite an opening, as in the case of a shared courtyard. Now, this text was corrected from the Ramban by the Meichel Mayim, which is written by the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, the Gemara asks the question, Amar Rav Nasa, v'chavos leidnitnu liebonois. Rav Nasa says, if so, one should say the same thing for a destroyed house and prevent a person from building there because it disturbs the aesthetics of the place. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Tani Tamana Pesach Chalon Bekoisel Chatzeroi Bemamel Chaveroi Abba Amos Pesach Besmol Neyob Yemin. The Brisa taught in Bavel says, Rabbi Yaakov Acha is quoting it, if a person makes a window of four amos in the wall of his courtyard that separates his courtyard from his neighbor's, in the presence of his neighbor, as soon as he makes it, his neighbor can close it up. The question is, if the neighbor stood there and didn't protest, how can he later close it up? Yochem Meimelei Havina bayis loy. The answer is the neighbor can say, I was only silent because I wanted to watch you work for nothing, as I will require you now to close it up. Haya moishet loy tsoyois yachem meimalei makhavina bo gavra. If the neighbor handed him stone as he built, he could still say that the neighbor that was pretending to help him in order to poke fun at him. Hayu chamishet psochim ze lefnim mizeh, shir kulam kamloy makdeach. There's a brisa which is also in Meseches Orlois that says, and the Mishnah said earlier, that a small window does not create a chazaka, and this because it's insignificant and it's useless, but a large window can create a chazaka because it has a use, such as for transferring items. But if it's used for light, even if it's small, it can create a chazaka. Now, there's a braisa in Maseches Oilus that says that if a person built 5 concentric walls, each with a window that lines up with the others, clearly the intent is that light should come in, and therefore, even if the windows were only the size of a drill hole, they transfer tumah through them. But if the windows didn't line up, he built them for use rather than for light, and they don't transfer tumah unless they are a tefach wide. And this that we just discussed, and the next sentence as well, should be correctly positioned actually after the next Mishnah rather than here, because over the next Mishnah talks about the laws of windows. But the Gemara continues over here. V'dar Messiah leman demarin banoi chaloin shi psucha leistiv lo nasis el lahachnis es ha'oira mekirin she'ein lachazoka einu avia es ha'tumah. This that the Braisa says that the transfer of tumah depends on his intent when he built the windows, it supports that which the builders say, that a window that opens into a covered porch, since it can only bring in a minimal amount of light, it doesn't create a chazoka because it doesn't bring in tumah through it. And the Gemara is teaching here that the same rule that applies to tumah applies to chazoka.